www.thebeatmedia.com. We respond to innocent victims of natural disasters, not as Republicans or Democrats, but as Americans. Or at least we did until last night. The House of Representatives failed that most basic test of public service, and they did so with callous indifference to the suffering of the people of my state. Politics was placed before our oaths to serve our citizens. For me, it was disappointing and disgusting to watch.
Chris Christie on fire over stalled Sandy relief. Many Americans furious over a cliff that became a cliffhanger. Hey, hey, everybody. Welcome to 2013. Kate Delaney at the helm of America Tonight. Big shout out to all of you in the nooks, crannies, flyover states, and everywhere else in between. Again, what a year we've already started off with. We've talked about this heading into the eye of the hurricane. Now we are definitely sitting in the middle of it. And speaking of hurricanes, that superstorm Sandy, the disaster relief that people were waiting for in Jersey and New York, it ain't coming. Yeah, they're not going to get it until at least 2 weeks, and then you have to go through all the rigmarole of that. And Christie, as a politician, realizes that it'll get pushed even further down the pipeline. So you could hear him talking about the fact that it was pure politics and whatnot. It's disappointing and disgusting to watch, and that last night the House of Representatives failed the most basic test, that's what he just said, of public service, that they did it with callous indifference to the suffering of the people of his state. John Boehner is definitely in trouble when it comes to Speaker of the House votes. He may narrowly get it, but I think he's going to teeter on the edge of falling off of his own personal cliff because of a couple of things that happened, especially with the Sandy thing. You know, what was happening is there was a push for Congress to reconvene on the vote, and the meeting was scheduled for 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Wednesday on what to do about the aid. The House Majority Leader, Eric Cantor, and John Boehner were supposed to be there and that kind of stuff. But what's happening is all of these folks that represent, especially the Jersey Shore, are just were in complete, utter disbelief that it was struck down in the first place, that the commitment was there, and then they didn't do it. The House proposed $27 billion in Sandy aid Tuesday, then a scaled-back version of the $60 billion package, which passed the Senate on Friday, but the thing is, they need the full $60 billion to rebuild. They know that that's barely enough. Because you got to look at how many, first of all, you got to look at who was hit the hardest. New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, and New Jersey, 72,000 houses, boom, business is done, gone. In New York, 305 housing units damaged or destroyed. 265,000 businesses affected. Most have to redo half of what's inside. So the FEMA disaster funding has about $4.3 billion in it. That's it. But it can only be used for emergencies. So that's the problem. They need the bucks. They need the bucks. So it didn't happen. It didn't happen. It didn't move along very quickly. Let's see if something changes. Boy, you think of Chris Christie and the posing that he did with the Prez. He has to be more than on fire. We heard just a glimpse of Chris Christie behind closed doors. I can just imagine the unfiltered conversations that he's having. All right, so here's a real shocker. The fiscal cliff deal does get, ultimately it gets done, but a big chunk of it gets pushed to March. And what so many people don't realize is it's going to add $4 trillion to the debt. That's what the Congressional Budget Office is saying. That's their guesstimate. Remember, nonpartisan, that's the whole idea of the CBO. So $4 trillion in debt. So how does the tax increases, how do they affect you? How do they affect me? Well, it depends on what you make. We've said that all along. Now it's officially the incomes and how they would be taxed is if your income is between $20,000 and $30,000, well, you're going to pay about $300. That's your tax increase. If you're $30,000 to $40,000, almost $500. If you're $40,000 to $50,000, $600, and so on and so forth. You go all the way up to the top of the chain. And if you had an income of more than $1 million, you'd be taxed $170,000. So there's a temporary Social Security payroll tax reduction that expires. That hits every single one of us. And income taxes on the wealthy are shooting up. That's a little bit of a breakdown for you. So everyone pays something more. It just depends on your income level. And that doesn't include all the things that won't be part of what you can write off on taxes, what will be part of it, and et cetera, et cetera. So if you want to weigh in on this, you can shoot me an email at americatonight.net or quickly call 855-266-KATE. But you might want to save that number and hang on to it because we're in the playoffs in the NFL, and coming up, we have another version of Nail the Score with 4 games scheduled to be played between Saturday and Sunday. You can bet a lot of people are going to be watching some football over the next couple of days heading into the weekend, once we're in the weekend. And the cool thing about Nail the Score is you don't have to know anything about the teams that ultimately, or the team that ultimately is chosen by the supercomputer. You just have to come up with a guess who's going to win of the teams announced and what you think the final score is going to be. It's all about scorekeeping. Like with the whole Cliff thing, it was all about scorekeeping, who voted, who didn't. Paul Ryan was one of the people who signed, and he said he had to because if he hadn't, it would have hurt more people. So he had no choice but to go ahead and do it for fear of ultimately what the taxes would be. Mitch McConnell follows the same suit. Rand Paul, the newly, well, now he's been in the Senate for a year, the senator from Kentucky said no way, no how. He didn't sign it. There were not enough no votes to stretch it. So it was going to go through all the way. I don't think it was in danger of not going through because of what had happened in the last probably month and a half of maneuvering to try to get enough votes. So there were enough votes there to make it happen. But how does it hurt us as a country? Well, it's going to hurt us right where it counts when it comes to small businesses, because the small businesses are going to have a higher tax rate. And then they're also going to have to deal with the problem of the Affordable Health Care Act and what that means to them. So they're getting jammed on all ends of this. And that is what's going to make it a fiscal drag for 2013. And the economy, as predicted, will not pop up because it will be a little bit in limbo between jobs and more taxes. You might not be in a recession, but people are definitely going to be squirreling away some do-re-mi for fear of what could ultimately happen, especially when we hit March 27th and we revisit this again. Stay with us. We're kicking it to Nail the Score next on America's Night. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to americatonightteam.com. That's americatonightteam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Attention, this is an announcement for our listeners who drive gasoline vehicles. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that there is now an automotive accessory that exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. Consumer Protection has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with an accessory called Platinum 22. To find out if Platinum 22 will give your vehicle 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me correctly, 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that the Platinum 22 accessory will deliver 22% more miles per gallon to most gasoline vehicles. You should pick up the phone and call 1-800-LESS-GAS to find out if it will help your vehicle. That's 1-800-LESS-GAS. 1-800-LESS-GAS. 22% more miles per gallon. 1-800-LESS-GAS.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Yeah, so excited for this one. Woohoo! Finally, we're in the playoffs, or that'd be woohoo. That's what happens when you have three cups of coffee. I'm psyched. I can't wait. I know what I'm going to be doing this weekend. Watching some games on Saturday and Sunday. So, Matt cleaned out the gunk in the supercomputer. And he's excited, too, as he's a big Vikings fan. So, Matt, let it rip. What? We might have to try that again. One more time. I thought for sure we were going to see a repeat of the Vikings and the Packers, but this just shows you it's not rigged because probably that's the game that he would have picked and I would have picked. But this game is equally exciting for a lot of different reasons. Baltimore and Indianapolis. How about the Colts getting in with Andrew Luck? So that game is on Sunday, and it would be wild to see Indy get by Baltimore. But for Baltimore fans, it's the end of the Ray Lewis legacy. There's no doubt that he was an incredible defensive player, but he had an absolutely crazy history of some side problems. The biggest one is the stabbing during the Super Bowl, where there were two guys that were stabbed to death. He was indicted on two murder charges. He pled, what was it? He pled to a misdemeanor obstruction of justice, if I recall correctly. And in exchange for the testimony, remember, against the two other defendants, he ultimately was acquitted. And there was a time where people were very chilly to Ray Lewis, and then he performed well, and everybody forgot about what happened on that night. But it was a crazy story, and it made giant headlines, to say the least, and the fact that he was cleared infuriated some people. However, he played for 17 seasons with the Ravens. That's an incredible longevity statistic when very, very few players stay in one place. Even think of some of the greats. Think of where they've gone. Think of Peyton Manning, because, you know, I'm mentioning the Colts and the fact that Peyton Manning ends up playing for Denver. All right, all of that has nothing to do with what will happen, I think, in the game, other than Ray Lewis. The people will be pumped up, as the fellow players will be pumped up for him, Ray Rice and those guys. So Baltimore hosting Indianapolis. I say you got to go with Baltimore, and I think the final score will be 28-24, and this is the Ravens beating the Colts. But what do you say? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283, if you want to throw in on the action, huge bragging rights and prizes and all that cool stuff. Maybe you'll get it right. Don't overanalyze it. Just pick a side and tell us the score. It is that simple. We're keeping it simple. Also, AmericaTonight.net. You can shoot me your score there for the next couple of segments. Matt, what do you say? Who do you think wins this game?
I think the rookie will prevail.
Ooh.
I'm going to go on a close game. Indy 26, Baltimore 24.
26-24. So we're on opposite sides of that one, although we both think it's going to be a close game. And
which, if this show is on par with the rest of them, means it's going to be a blowout.
That's right. Whenever we say that, that's usually what it is. All right, we got to get you primed here. I know you have one eye open. You got to get back in the swing of it, because you want to be a part of Nail the Score. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283, 5283, or shoot me an email. A lot of you did that over the holiday, because we did have one, even though we knew it would be kind of crazy to do that, but we threw it open to that, and I got a lot of email that way. AmericaTonight.net, AmericaTonight.net. If you just tuned in, instead of nailing all the House members who voted incorrectly for the so-called fiscal cliff, not falling off the fiscal cliff, and then threw in a couple of other surprises for us, no, it'd be easy to nail them, and we have done that during the show. We're doing that cool nail the score thing. You don't have to know anything about football, ladies. I'm not saying that women don't know a lot about football, because I know women that could run circles around men when it comes to football knowledge, but I'm saying the average woman who says, I like some sports, but it's not football, all you do is pick a side and give us the final score. It is the Ravens and the Colts. The Ravens and the Colts. Who wins and what ultimately is the score when they leave the field for the last time? You know, it's interesting in talking about the road to the Super Bowl. I was looking at something today, and the average cost for a 30-second spot is a crazy amount of money. A crazy amount. I bet you can't even guess how much money it is. Rick is listening to us in the great state of Illinois. Hello, Rick.
Okay.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, wonderful year. Wonderful 4 years. Obama's in there.
Oh, you're so brutal. Well, okay, so who do you like, Ravens or Indy?
I think Ravens
27-13. Ravens. All right, we'll see if that guess comes close, Rick. Thanks. Pete in Texas, you have the floor next, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Hello, Pete.
Kate, what's up?
Oh, man, here we are, 2013. How'd we get here, brother?
Fell off the wagon, I guess. So you're...
That's what it feels like, doesn't it?
Yeah. You're the pole princess.
Thank you. I appreciate that. The pole princess. I am the pole princess. What? That sounds bad if someone's listening to this. Okay, who do you like? Do you like the Ravens or do you like the Colts with the rookie?
Well, I hope next week I can be known as the swag master. I want to take Indianapolis 28, Baltimore 19.
Ooh, 28-19. I like that. Swag Master Pete, so clever. Rivalry with Dan in Texas, I think, going on for the Master Blaster when it comes to mixing up some of those words. Dan, of course, with the jokes, but Pete comes back with quick, clever sayings, and that would be one of them, Swag Master. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. We've got one here from Jacob, who says, without a doubt, Kate, the Ravens roll over the Colts. I love it if anyone even thinks it's going to be close. I think this has blowout written all over it. 45-17. 45-17. No way, no how is this thing that close. Without a doubt, the Ravens in their house will go crazy. And for a bunch of different reasons, and they'll play up the whole Ray Lewis thing to their advantage. And I think that they'll walk away moving on into the playoffs. All right, this one is from the Nipster, and the Nipster says, hello, America Tonight. Love the nail the score thing. When I look at the Ravens and the Colts, I have to tell you, this is a game I wouldn't normally watch. But because you have it as your game of the week, I am going to watch it. And I like the Ravens to win this one, 29-13. 29-13. Dale in Illinois, you have the floor. Dale, what do you say?
Oh, I would say I think it'll be close, Kate.
Mm-hmm.
21-20, Ravens.
21-20 Ravens. Ooh, okay, so we're on the same side of this. Dale, I love it. Watch the game. Maybe you're going to be the swag master when it's all said and done. So, like Pete, Rick, and Dale, and the others who emailed, you can either email us, americatonight.net, or give us a call. It's that easy. Pick a side. Tell us the final score. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283. I'll meet you in a few.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, BERKEY, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
By the way, from all of us here in America tonight, and me, Kate Delaney, back at you, everybody. All the great wishes that people sent over the holidays. Thanks. Appreciate it. The game of the week is Baltimore and Indianapolis. If you want to play Nail the Score, it's simple. Give us a call at 855-266-5283, 855-266-KATE, and tell us, who's going to win, Baltimore or Indianapolis? And what is the final score? What do you think the final score will be? There are some other huge games, of course, because they made it into the playoffs. When I say huge, for Cincinnati, back-to-back, this time against a very tough Texan team. That's not lost on Andy Dalton. Andy Dalton into moving through the playoffs.
There's a lot riding on these games. I mean, you win, you move on, you lose, and your season's over. So from that aspect, yeah, things do pick up, and there is a little bit more that goes on for these games.
Definitely there's more that goes on for those games. And the nerves kind of shoot up a little bit more, too. And any NFL player will tell you that. They, believe it or not, have a little bit of jitters. Most of them do. Anyway, it's like a good speaker. No good speaker would say, oh, no, it's just complete smooth sailing for me. I'm not worried. I'm not concerned about forgetting things or whatever. So the other big story has to be the game that pits Seattle against Washington. And interesting here is RG3, who's reeled off 7 wins for the Skins as a signal caller. Who wins this time around? RG3 certainly had his own spin on starting off from training camp, how he was pushed and pushed and pushed all season long, and that's what led him to the promised land where he is now.
They didn't baby me. They weren't going to make it baby steps. They threw everything at me and made me learn on the fly. They were really hard on me in OTAs and training camp, and it's paid off.
All right, so it's paid off. It's paid off for you, too, if you correctly nail the score. You know, Dave in Vermont got lucky because he got some of the big prizes. He got a leather coat, and he ended up getting a GPS and some other things. If you win, be forewarned, you are not getting a leather coat. You will not be getting a leather coat. Many reasons to play this game, including bragging rights, because it's so difficult to do. So nail the score, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Now, we're deep into bowl season. As a quick aside here, you have Saturday games, Sunday games, and then Irish and Alabama in the BCS title game. That's also yet to be played. That caps off the bowl season. And I think Notre Dame fans have gone crazy. They are beyond themselves with excitement for getting back to a, you know, this used to be the team in the 80s, getting back to a championship game. So hundreds of fans have definitely descended into Southern Florida. The Irish players and coaches and all of them are absolutely there. It's a big week all the way across the board because there's things happening every single day at the Orange Bowl. There's always something going on. So Notre Dame on Wednesday night went to the Miami Heat and the Mavericks game at the American Airlines Center because they needed to do something to blow off steam or chill or whatever, however you want to call it. And there's going to be people that are, there's going to be a big interest in this game, I think, even for the other side, for Alabama to see what they can do. So Notre Dame, for what it's worth, a touchdown first, and then Alabama came in at the Miami International Airport, maybe an hour or so after the Fighting Irish got there. And they're conditioning. They're getting used to the wind and to the weather and all the elements because they realize how important this national title game is. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. We will also be taking emails, americatonight.net. Keith is listening to us in the great state of Iowa. Hey, Keith.
Yes, hi, good morning. Hey, I was just wondering if I can take Matt's course.
You can. He had Indy 26-24.
That sounds good to me.
Keith, you own that score. Thank you for calling. We'll see if Matt was right, therefore transferring the win on to you, Keith. Perhaps you will get lucky. At least tune into the game so you know what happened, if you're curious, as if you're coming close or not. Here's one from Spanky. Spanky, we haven't heard from in a long time in Vermont. Spanky says, wow, I'm glad you had the supercomputer pick this game. This is a good game. This may end up being one of the best games on the weekend. I'm going to say Baltimore, and I think the final score will be 51-32. Woo, that's a crazy game. Dale in Missouri, you have the honors. Hello, Dale.
Hi, Kate. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too.
Well, we didn't fall off the physical cliff.
No, emotionally, in our heads, we all flew off the cliff, but you're right. We didn't fall off the cliff, yes. That's funny.
Well, I've got to go with the Colts. I picked them 34, and they're playing the Ravens.
They're playing the Ravens.
I picked the Ravens 27.
Ooh, another nail biter. 34-27. Dale, I hope you're right that it's that close. Enjoy the game. It's going to be a fun weekend of football. And like I was saying, then you cap everything off with Notre Dame and Bama next week, and it doesn't get any better. If you're a football fan, this is your time of year, heading into the playoffs and getting into the playoffs, especially if your team gets into the playoffs. So you just watch to see how it all unfolds. That's the word I was looking for, unfolds, how it all unfolds. They're getting acclimated to the weather at this point, which is why Notre Dame arrived in, took in a few sites and that kind of stuff, and they weren't the only ones, Alabama too. They want to make sure that they have a handle on the weather situation, because it can get pretty sticky and nasty in southern Florida. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. You can weigh in. Who do you think is going to win and what the final score is going to be? If you correctly guess it, you get massive Big Daddy bragging rights, and you'll win some cool prizes too. So it's that simple. Who is going to win this drama between these two clubs? You know, we only have four games, Seattle and Washington and Baltimore and Indianapolis. But even on the top shelf, you have, I call it top shelf, but you have Minnesota and Green Bay, and you have Cincinnati and Houston. Houston coming off of two dismal losses. So they'll be looking for, I mean, they're going to be scrambling. All teams are going to be scrambling for their playoff lives. Because this is the second season. They'll call it, the players will call it the second season. Forget some of the things that happened in the first season, since now the opponent and yourself, the team itself, you know who your core players are, and you know what you have to get done to win. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283, 83. You got to jam on it, because at the top of the hour, that's it. That's all she wrote. Top of the hour, the window is closed down. If you're trying to get through, just keep trying to get through. I'm sure you will. And you can definitely hit us up at americatonight.net. So Bart did. Bart in Illinois says, I like Indy, and I like Indy to win 27-23. Ooh, 27-23. Here's one from Carol in Vermont. Carol in Vermont says, I don't know anything about football. I love that you invite us all to play. So my guess is the Ravens 25-16. 25-16. You might have a completely different guess. That's good. It's good to have a different guess. And you may have a different take on what happens in this game. But paralysis because of analysis. If you overanalyze it, I think that's where you get yourself confused. I've seen a lot of gamblers do that, where they have an idea of what they want, then they start to listen to the people around them, then they get discombobulated, and before you know it, they don't even know how they picked what they picked. And that usually ends up in a bad situation, because if there's one place where you want to have your wits about you, it would be in gambling. And especially the distance you might have to drive. We don't have to drive anywhere to play Nail the Score. You just have to give us a buzz. Come on, peeps. 855-266-5283. 855
266-5283. Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hanselmen can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50 to 75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Whey is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Land in Buenos Aires, then a shuttle to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Come on, get the sleep out of your eyes. It's time to rock on these phone lines and have a shot at bragging rights and everything else that it entails and the swag. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283, Cincinnati and Houston, Minnesota and Green Bay, not the nail the score game, not the nail the score game. Seattle and Washington, not the game. The game the computer picked was the Sunday early game, and that early game is Indianapolis and Baltimore. So Indy and Baltimore, it's going to be played at M&T Bank Stadium in Maryland, in Baltimore, in that area. It's beautiful. It's right by that waterfront. And I think Baltimore wins it. I think the Ravens pull this out. But, boy, it'd be pretty exciting for Andrew Luck as a rookie quarterback to pull Indy to that victory, because a lot of people were predicting doom and gloom for Indy. I was one of them. I thought Indy would just have a terrible season. And, he ended up doing okay for them. They had some exciting wins. And they were able to put themselves in this position where they got into the to the playoffs. The Redskins are another team. They're playing the game that we're not picking, that wasn't picked by the computer, but the Redskins got a lot of buzz because of Robert Griffin III, RG3, and I didn't really think the Redskins, I thought they'd be okay. They didn't start off setting the world on fire. I can remember joking with Jeff Holtzman, who comes on this show out of Washington, a huge Redskins fan, and he covers politics, but he has massive passion for the Redskins, and we always tease each other when we see each other about the teams in the NFC East, and he gave up the ghost for the possibility of the playoffs. And then we have the Vikings. So many people didn't think the Vikings, if you look at preseason magazines and predictions, didn't think the Vikings were going to get there, and the Vikings showed them. Adrian Peterson should be the MVP. But our game is Baltimore and Indianapolis. I like this. It's a 1 o'clock East Coast kick. It's perfect. It means if you just roll out of bed, you can watch it. If you're getting back from church, if you're getting back from a run, whatever it is, it's that great early time, and then it segs into that later game that caps off the weekend, and then there you go, heading into the week. You have the national title game if you're a college football fan. Notre Dame, will they be able to upset the Roll Tide folks? I don't know. It's a big, tall order. Terry in Missouri, you woke up. You have the floor. Hey, Terry.
Howdy. I got to go with Indianapolis
31-28. Indy. All right, another vote for Indy. Well, you're in the majority, Terry, because a lot of people are picking Indy, too, and what maybe Andrew Luck will be able to do.
I think it's going to come down to the last second field goal.
Yeah, I hope it does. I hope it does, because that's when it's fun to watch, because I know I'm invested in all four games. Sounds like you're a football fan. You'll probably be watching all weekend, too. Make sure you really keep a keen eye on this one. You may end up being a winner. Tara, thanks for the phone call. I think it comes down to a dramatic finish. You know, these have been fun games to watch. Not so much fun, I guess, if you have something riding on it, let's say, but fun if you're watching it. It's like the Cowboys and the Redskins. That was a crazy game. A crazy game because the Cowboys just kept giving it back. Three interceptions from Tony Romo. But they had a chance against Washington. And that was a nail-biting kind of finish. Certainly through most of the game it was that way. And if you go and you look at the games this past season, there have been a lot of dramatic finishes that have come down to a kick or something that sent them into overtime. I was in a pool where you had to just straight up no points or anything. You just had to pick the games, go all the way through and pick the games. And I had a week where I won. And I cleared, I had 14, all 14 right. Then I had to have a Monday night football guess, a numerical guess in case there was a tie. And there was a tie, and I got the guess right. So that was pretty exciting, but it also made me realize just how hard, with, without points, whatever, it doesn't matter. It's just that difficult to pick. And this was a particularly hard season, it seemed like to me, because it was tough to get a prediction on some of the, a read on some of the teams, if you will. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283, if you want to weigh in on the game. The easy way to do that is call us up and pick a side, Ravens, Colts, and then name a score. And no scores out of bounds, by the way. So if you don't know anything about football and you think, oh, how can I call up with a score? I don't even know anything about football. It doesn't matter. We've had some crazy lopsided games this year, or so blowouts, or you had games that didn't make any sense, like a 7-6 game. I thought I was misreading when I first saw that come across. Oh, 7-6 must be early in the first quarter. And it turned out that's all the scoring for the game. And then we've seen wild blowouts that you wouldn't have thought they would even be a blowout. So who knows? A bounce here, a bounce there. Somebody recovers, special teams, you know, whatever it might be. That makes a big difference. Special teams can really, really make a very big difference. And in all of these games, because of the tension being there, it becomes even that much more important to hang on to hang on to the ball and do whatever you can just to keep moving those chains, because you start to get in that turnover game, and that is a losing battle. That is exactly what happened in the Sunday night game, which Sunday night football, by the way, highest rated TV period, Sunday night football. Do you believe it? All the sitcoms, only two are in the top 10 overall for the whole season. Whew. All the work they put into the sitcoms, that's surprising in a way. But Sunday Night Football is the new Monday Night Football. I love Sunday Night Football. It's great. You relax, take a breath, boom, you're watching football. And it has become the replacement, I think, for the Monday night game. Here's one from Duran, who says, Kate, been listening to the show for a while. Sister, you have it going on. Love, love, love. Let me say it again, love. The fact that you've got the Colts on the board against the Ravens. It seems like you picked the Colts, or your computer picked the Colts much more last year. But I say the Colts win this, and I think the final score is 45-28. 45-28. Wow, that's a little bit of a spread there. So we start the road to the Super Bowl, and the road to the Super Bowl begins with these games for the teams who narrowly made it in, didn't get that bye week, some of them not getting the home field advantage, some of them, of course, getting it. And there's intriguing storylines. Will the Redskins make it in? Will they finally make it in? Or is this it for them? Or do we give them a flyer and say, hey, they made it into the playoffs at least, but that's as far as it goes? You know, when they do those power rankings, I always think it's funny how they cull the information and come up with the rankings, because sometimes I think they're just a little bit off, it's a tad off. And reading the tea leaves, I think they're a little off in the playoffs, because it is like a whole new season. I've said that before. Everything I heard from the coaches that I worked with, they would always say that it's a marathon, not a sprint, and it's the back end that you're concerned about. It's that second season. So good luck to all of you. Don't worry if you got your emails in to me. I'll check them before we hit the pavement here to make sure that we have you all locked and loaded. Good luck to everyone who played Nail the Score.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbers.